Welcome back to Fairhope Hospice Presents. We have Mandy Custer, the Director of Development, Ohio University Lancaster Campus. Welcome back, Mandy.
Thank you, Tracy.
Tracy.
I'm sorry, I'm sitting right next to Tracy. Thank you, Denise. I'm sorry about that.
And
like you said, we have Tracy Miller with us, our grief specialist for child and adolescent.
We're all one big family. It's okay.
Kumbaya and everything.
You got it. We're good.
I love it. And Rick Schneider, of course, is back with us, our community education coordinator. Welcome back, Rick.
Hi, I think.
Well, we're talking about being a big, happy team. I've got you doing
Absolutely.
Grief now. I mean, yeah. You do help with our camp for kids, so you are part of grief, right?
Yeah, had one Saturday.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
It was a very good event. We had one volunteer for each child. I had a little guy. He had lost his grandpa, who was his dad to him.
Aww.
And he was so much fun, and we built these little towers out of construction paper, and the idea was teamwork and to trust each other and to think and to help out.
Yeah.
And he was on that like you wouldn't believe, a little 7-year-old boy, but he was kind of quiet at first.
Yeah.
But the activities that we do just bring it out. Once we got this project to build these little towers out of paper, he just cleaned the table and he was at it. So it's very rewarding, and I'm glad Tracy's asked me to volunteer, because you really watch a transformation in the children, and through music, through activities, they learn to express what's bothering them. And
right.
I got a little paw print on. He was talking about his little puppy that died as well. This is Grandpa. And so Tracy has this huge box of stickers. And one of the sheets of stickers was little paw prints going across. So he took one of them off and gave them to me, so I carried my little paw print of little Parker. So,
and you put that on your name badge. That's nice.
So I was going to put it in the front, but then it looked like an ink blot. So
yeah, figured, so you put it on the back.
I got ketchup on the back and everything else, so I just put the paw print on the back.
But we are blessed that Fairfield Medical Center donates a couple of the assembly rooms for us to use, and we are able to do our grief camp 3 times a year, and we have session times for the children by themselves with other children, caregivers to meet with other caregivers, and then also bring them together for a drum circle, a parachute activity, and we're together for about 3 hours on this, and we find that the caregivers need a time to talk to someone else that is hurting.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And we have one of our volunteers, Linda, who is a tremendous person, and she has experienced the death of a daughter. Mm-hmm. And she was there helping our social worker and our music therapist support and share her story, and it was a powerful testimony of hurt and healing, and it was just a wonderful time for us to have the children there. We had children who experienced the death of a father, grandparents, and
most of the children we have not been there. Whoever had died, their special person, had not been through hospice. They had just suffered a loss.
Mm-hmm.
So car accidents, different reasons.
Mm-hmm. We had families from Athens, Logan, and Lancaster who attended.
Great.
Nice.
Yeah.
So we were really reaching out to other areas this time.
This is where I always give kudos to the community through donations to United Way and donations to Fairhope Hospice, because we offer this free of charge.
That's great.
And we will be seeing these families in 3 weeks, and they will be coming for a pizza party and then having ongoing contact with them.
You know, I'll tell you, Mandy, when we first started this camp, every time we do something, it seems to grow and grow and grow. But when we started this camp, it was for children.
Mm-hmm.
And, Tracy had come to us and as a volunteer, and then we ended up, we've hired her on as staff now. But
yes.
It started out as a volunteer activity, and, some of our staff were involved, but we started for children. And then she comes to me and she goes, the children are kind of, ahead of the caregivers and their grief and working through it. I think we need to expand this and do something with the caregivers, because they're hanging around. They're hanging around during the camp and they're kind of lost. They kind of want to stay too, So, but
absolutely. I think that's great you extended that.
Yeah. And so, it has gone, so it just come around full circle that, I know there's other camps, throughout the United States that people do different type of activities for children that have gone through grief and loss. And sometimes they, do it only for hospice families. Ours is, for the entire community. Like you said, we didn't even have any hospice families involved in this particular camp. It's open to the community. But what I love about it is that it has, reached out and taken care of the entire family now. Even though they may be meeting separately, we've reached out and, met with the entire, family or significant others. And I think that just shows, it's kudos to you and the team, really, Tracy, and Rick, because you know we look at you know the entire needs and you know I always try to keep up on what we're doing, you know, because we're doing things so fast and you know we've kind of grown. We've got over 120 staff now and about 150 volunteers.
That's
so
wonderful.
I'm you know because I tell people we want to do things and so they know my answer is yes. So sometimes I have to keep up with what we're doing.
What did I just say yes to?
You know what I say yes to and I don't know yet. Okay.
Yeah, she trusts us a lot.
Yeah,
which
that's
is
great.
But it's
that's
been
great.
Beautiful to have the freedom to grow the program and to be able to help families. And what is always powerful is when we see the children who take the lessons that they have learned and apply them to other situations and other grief situations and know to reach out to help others.
Well, and I think the one thing I just was reading about or rereading about was that we actually follow a lot of these children for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And what made me realize that is, you know, with our hospice families, we follow them for 13 months.
Okay.
Following the death. But with our children, it seems like even with the hospice children and things, we're following them for closer to 2 years. It's just that, you know, as they grow and develop and change, it seems like, I don't know if they need, you know, more closer follow-up, but I think it's great that, you know, we have that built into the program that we follow them for a length of time.
And part of that came from the Hospice Foundation of America and their research that found that children who are going to struggle will sometimes show their struggle the second year. And so we want to make sure that we are keeping close tabs, especially those who have lost a strong grandparent figure in their life or a parent. And so those are the children that seem the most impacted as they go through developmental changes and as their mental awareness or cognitive awareness changes. And then all of a sudden they realize that they get to a different stage of life and that person is not here. And so we wanted to make sure that we were there to offer support as needed for those families. And basically we tell people to call us, you know, and we will do our best to respond.
And there is no time limit. You know, you said 2 years, but at 2 years, if Tracy felt necessary, we would retain them and maintain the following.
Or even if people are doing well and another situation comes up and they need support, and we will offer support, you know, even if it's just via a text message.
Yeah,
that sounds simple, but it's an important tool.
A little guy I had a couple of years ago. It turned out his mom made apple pie the same way my mom did. And boy, did we hit it off. We were talking about the flaky crust, the way we got the liquid.
No better topic than apple pie.
Apple pie. He and I had such a good time, and he came over after it was over. He walked back. He was almost to the parking lot, came back, and said, "Thank you. I really enjoyed talking to you. You were so nice."
Oh, that's
and
great.
It was.
That's
it's
great.
Really a neat, what you do is really tremendous.
Oh, I'm a big Tracy fan. Big Tracy fan. My father passed away, and it'll be 2 years in May, and we had these two little boys that had seen me through cancer, death of an aunt. Now my dad was dying of cancer, and I thought, I got to act on this. I don't need to wait. And so when Tracy came to the rescue, it was great.
Wonderful, wonderful experience, super family. And can I share your other loss that you had related to a four-legged
person?
Oh,
yes, then we...
So. Yes, and so I get a message from Mandy one day that her son is concerned because they have had a family pet that has died, and this pet was very close to Mandy, and Mandy was crying, and so the son thought maybe they needed to get in touch with Tracy because, you know, mom is crying to make sure the mom's taken care of.
I did. Losing Sally was very difficult.
Well, you know, that shows, though, that our, you know, we take care of everyone, not just people, but our pets, you know, and like you've talked about before, I mean... Loss can be, you know, friends, moving away, loss of jobs. It doesn't have to just be people in our life. It can be loss of our pets and lots of losses.
That's a good point. We encourage people. Loss is what we're saying, not death, but loss. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lady did lose her beagle. And she came in, and she was the only people she told us why she came in. And she well, it's perfectly normal. And in this case, the beagle was a puppy when her husband was alive.
Mm-hmm.
So when the beagle died, full grown, that was for her the last of her husband.
Oh,
the last
I tie-in. Understand that.
So it's, and we understand that.
Yes.
Well, we got a couple events we want to talk about here before our program ends. I want to ask Mandy to talk again about our event at Ohio University Lancaster campus that's coming up.
Yes, we have an author coming in from New York City. She's written the book, The Gift of the Ladybug, very, very special book, celebrating medical differences, celebrating life, really powerful, great opportunity to bring your kids out to the campus. And that's Thursday, February 27th at 6:30 p.m. in our art gallery. And if you have any questions, you can visit us online at ohio.edu/Lancaster, or you can give me a call at the university. I'm extension 234.
That's easy to remember. Yep. 2, 3, 4. And let's talk about our Singing Valentines one more time.
February 14th is one day only that the singing will be, and you can register at any time up until February 10th. Including February 10th. It's a $20 suggested donation. And within about 10-mile radius of Lancaster, we will have somebody come to your door with a flower by Floral by Design, a free flower.
We want to thank them for donating the flowers, too.
Absolutely. And if you know somebody in Timbuktu, we will give them a phone call. Anybody in
Timbuktu?
Yep.
You know somebody that really
or
lives
Columbus.
There.
Or Columbus.
Or Timbuktu, you know, whichever one you want. But we will call anybody anywhere on February 14th. So
wonderful.
Happy Valentine's Day, right?
Absolutely.
Like we say, we always celebrate life, and this is one way to do it.
Yep. So. I tell a story. I was in an office one time years ago, and here comes a Big Bird walking through the parking lot. I said, some poor sap is going to have a Big Bird chicken coming in. This here comes a chicken walking in and says, is there a Rick Schneider here? And I go, I'll get you guys first.
Well, we won't have a Big Bird, but we will have some people with flowers. So.
And we have different choral groups. High school kids will come in a group and sing to you. It's nice.
Okay, well, thank you for listening. I want to thank Mandy Custer, Tracy Miller, and Rick Schneider for being with us. And I want to thank you again for listening. And remember, celebrate life.